Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Daily Pop. We are just going to jump right in. The internet, they're horrified. They're horrified by how Kylie Jenner cuts cake. The outrage started when she shared her Mother's Day cake on social, and it was cut at a super awkward angle. Some people even called her a psychopath, which is so unnecessary. She has since clapped back and took things a step further by taking out a circular piece. I mean, is there a right and a wrong way to cut a cake these days?
Making me step right up to the plate here. We had a call about this prior to filming, obviously, and Scott was heated over this. He was not having it. I will say, I am with you. I feel like you need to cut into a cake properly. I don't think there should be circles. I don't think there should be little pieces. I think there's a way you cut cake. So yeah, I do think her version of cutting the cake is very abstract. So that's kind of interesting. But no, if I was serving the cake to other people, I would make sure it was a pretty pizza slice of cake.
No, I don't have.
Okay, but she is a mother. It is her day. She could do whatever she wants. She doesn't even need to share that damn cake with anyone.
That is true.
I am fine with her cutting the cake like this. And the fact that she went a step further and did the little circular cut, I thought that was even better. And it was cute to look at when it came out.
Now, look, I don't have.
I'm fine with it.
I am not OCD myself. But looking at this picture where it's not from the center of the cake was doing things to me. I don't know what was going on. I do know that there's like a study on personality traits with handwriting, and there's like 5,000 different personality traits. So if you trade a pen for a knife, she could be telling us something here, how she chops a cake, because I've never seen a piece out of a round pie like that before. But maybe I'm just not living my best life. Maybe I need to get out more and experience life more, because I feel that there's a secret message in this cake.
Well, I think the secret message was F you to everybody who was talking how she cut the cake in the first place. Like, she's gonna cut her cake however she wants. But you know what? Like, leave it to Kylie Jenner to do that.
Dua Lipa just admitted that her relationship with Anwar Hadid started after she slid into his DMs. She says they met in person at a barbecue and then took things to Instagram from there. So I gotta know, you guys, have you slid into someone's DMs or has someone slid into your DMs?
Start us off, Aaron. Don't let us take away from your reality. You go, girl, this is your world. Why don't you take us from the top with that?
Someone has slid into my DMs before and we ended up in a 2-year long relationship.
Oh.
So the DMs work. The DMs are hot on the block right now.
I have a question. When he DM'd you, were you skeptical to go out with this person? And how long did you DM before you took him up on his offer of meeting in person?
And how many mutual friends as well? How many mutual friends?
Good addition.
How did you clarify?
Okay, Scott, you're taking it too far. Okay, so this is not my current boyfriend, but I was in the similar case of Anwar and Dua, where we had met first, and then he went and slid into the DMs. And I was like, oh, why is he DMing me? And he's like, hey, we've got mutual friends. We should hang out. And I friend zoned it for a long time before we elevated to a full blown relationship. But the DMs, like, it works. I think it's better than the online dating apps.
I've got a confession to make. 2 years ago, I actually slid into one of your DMs.
Me?
It was Aaron. It was Aaron. Now, I wasn't trying to pick you up, Aaron. This is actually, I was going through this patch where I was like, I really want to one day work for E. You were doing an amazing job on the rundown. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put it out there to the universe. I sent you a DM and you never replied. You didn't even see it. And then I think about a year later, or maybe even like 7 months later, when I had my first like interview with E, I went back and I was like, this is so embarrassing. And thank goodness for the undo. And I was like, delete, undo.
No!
And I was like, so cringeworthy. And I think it said like, hey, Aaron, just to let you know, one day I'm going to work at E. Like, I was just putting it out there to the universe. How cringy.
Way to freaking manifest that. But wait, I hate the unsend feature because I wish I saw that. And you must not have had a blue check at the time because it didn't get to the top of my inbox.
Oh, this is so embarrassed.
By the way, I have secondhand embarrassment for you, but I'm also very curious to know, was I not doing a good job at that point in my career that you didn't DM me, or how do you want to figure that out? Just wondering.
You're breaking up.
You were not accessible.
You're breaking up, Morgan. I can't hear what you're saying.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Got it.
You're breaking up.
Okay,
I'm sure right now you've got so many DMs from all those thirst trap photos you're putting out there that you can't keep up if I DM'd you anyways.
Here's the deal.
I'm
a girl's girl on the gram. Women love me, men not interested.
They're thinking what Scott's thinking. Like, you get so many DMs, you have so many people fawning over you that I'm just not even gonna try. All right, moving along to Anderson Cooper, who recently revealed he's co-parenting with his ex, Benjamin, and he told Howard Stern that even though they're not a couple anymore, Benjamin is still family to him and says the more people to love Wyatt, the better. And he added that there's a benefit with all of this. Benjamin can teach their son how to speak French. How do we feel about this?
Okay. Well, first of all, as somebody who went to an international French school, there are other ways you can teach your child French. I mean, I didn't learn it that well, but there are other methods.
Did you say you went to an international French school?
Yeah, I went to an international school that was most of the classes were in French. Duh, Scott. And I don't know if I want to speak to at this point in the show yet.
Can you get any more bougie than that? Can you, more bougie than
Morgan
that?
Is just dropping all of the little gems, hoping that we just subtly pick up on them, but they're so
okay. I just want to add my reality to the show, and I'm unfollowing Scott on Instagram at the same time. So there's that. My point in that was that there are ways to teach your children other languages other than having to co-parent with your ex. And I understand they have a good relationship, and I think him being a godfather and having more people love his child, I think is unbelievable. But I just think, I just need more information. Are there two dads? Is the baby going back and forth? Like, how does that, or is he just gonna be a strong father figure in his life? Do you get what I'm saying? I need like a little
See,
more.
I feel the same. I feel like you usually co-parent when you're in love with someone. And then you've had a child in the passion, in the moment, and then unfortunately, for whatever reason, it doesn't work. But you want to make the co-parenting work for the child. They're going into this sort of going the opposite way around it, which is a little bit confusing. Now, if he wants people around him, I know he's good friends with Andy Cohen, and Andy's giving him great advice about being a single parent and lots of other people. So for me, it's like, well, there must be such a strong love and bond between the two of them that borderline they might get back together one day. What's going to happen when they get different partners though, and then there's four of them and there's child, and then how's that dynamic going to work?
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's interesting with the new partners. But what I think happened is when they were together and they were solid, they probably talked about having a child together. Then once they went their separate ways and they are completely amicable and still friendly, they still definitely wanted a child. So they said, hey, let's just do this thing. We'll co-parent him together. And if we have new partners, we're just gonna have to work it out from there. I think that if anyone can do it, Anderson Cooper can. He's super wealthy, so he doesn't need to care about anyone else subsidizing or helping. And I feel like he's so mature and smart that he knows. He's got it.
No, I agree.
Oh, there's no doubt he'll smash it. Of course he's going to nail it as a dad. And of course, the more people around a child, the merrier. It's just for us to understand that relationship. It's a very unique scenario that none of us probably ever will be in.
So could you guys do it or not? Do it or don't do it? I could possibly do it. If I was that friendly with an ex, I could
do it. I'm an ex too.
No.
Not for me.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, let's get to Vera Wang because she's kind of breaking the internet right now. Have you seen her Instagram photos? This one especially got everyone's attention. And let me just remind you, she's 70 years old. How incredible is
not
this?
Not real.
She's got abs.
Not real. Don't know how that happens. Don't get it. Don't understand how that works.
I mean, she looks absolutely flawless.
Apparently the secret to her skincare is she doesn't drink water at all. She just drinks milk all the time.
Well, okay. That is like opposite from everything we've ever learned.
I don't know what her secret is, but it's unbelievable. Whatever she's doing, none of us. I don't know. If you even spend a year out in the sun, your skin will not look like that. So I want to know what her secret is.
Yeah, out of control.
If you told me that she was only drinking milk every single hour, I would start doing it right now. Whatever she's doing, I need to do it. I mean, the woman looks amazing. So sign me up for that. Okay, coming up, how soon is too soon to quarantine with your man and how is social distancing affecting people's sex lives? Hold that thought, Scott. We're going to discuss after this. Oh.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. It's time for Dear Daily Pop. First up, how soon is too soon to quarantine with a significant other? Morgan?
It's really targeting all of us in different blocks. I'm really enjoying it. It's really kind of coming to your throat. Okay, here's, in fairness to me, I did quarantine with somebody who I'm in a relationship with very quickly. Let's pretend I can speak English. So this is the second time.
It's all right. You went to French schooling, so
yeah.
That's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry, Scott. Do you see where my fingers are, or is the delay hurting you? So basically, I dated this person before. So if I was dating this person for the first time, I would not have quarantined with him so early on. But because we've already known each other 2 months into us dating, I was like, well, I'm not going to be alone for 6 months. Who's going to take my Instagram photos? So that's what happened.
Will things go back to normal after quarantine? Like, will you continue to live with each other or will you go back to your place and he'll go to his place?
You know I'm not doing things for too long without a ring. So we'll see. I'm not like, if he like moves into a new home, I'm not moving into a new home unless I'm like an engaged human being. Duh. We know how this works.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I smell a proposal and a baby in like a couple months.
Well, the baby's happening for the followers. We decided my priorities, right? Like I'm gonna give him a bump soon so I go up to 1.6 and don't have to worry about it ever again.
I feel like this is fast tracking. You wanna find out as quickly as you can. Yep. Before I started dating my current girlfriend, I actually went on a blind date with a girl for a week. Now, mutual friends, we were living in different cities. I just come off a work shoot. And we're both like, sure, let's go on a skiing holiday together. In that week, I reckon that fast tracked me to 3 months of what it'd be like dating someone. And in that week, we decided that was a fun trip. We're not for each other. Thanks a lot for that.
So what happened? Why did you not want to continue sleeping with her after the trip?
Who said we slept together?
Oh, what a did you not?
So we had a week together. It was a two-bedroom apartment. And it just wasn't, once again, I'm very open and upfront with people. When I find the right person, I commit. I had like a 7-year relationship, I had a 5-year relationship, I'm now in a 1-year relationship. So I'm either all in or all out. And this one, after a week, I was like, you are a really nice person, but just not getting the butterflies. It was actually a really fun week.
So you did sleep together, right?
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Well, you should lead with that on national television, okay?
Wow.
It's true.
Okay, here's another question for you guys. Is quarantine affecting your sex life? Scott, I know there's not much action going on over there by your
lonesome. January 8th was when I saw my girlfriend last. January 8th.
Naming your chairs? Gosh. Like, are you talking to them? Have you put a wig on anything? Like, how is it working out for you? Do you have a really buff right arm? Ew. But like,
Morgan,
the people want to know.
I've never been so turned on. I've never been so turned on by the sight of my couch and cushions. It just, everything looks beautiful in this world right now. Everything looks beautiful. No, look, we're just chatting a lot. And it's great, but it just gets to the point where we want to just hang out. We want to see each other. So pass for me to that question. Over to you, Morgan.
Oh God, why am I, Aaron, how is your sex life during quarantine? You have a man
well,
you are seeing.
Hang on. I just want to say, listen, I want to say, there's a couple who says that this whole thing has dramatically impacted their lives because during these stressful times, one of them really wants to have sex as a stress reliever and the other feels completely opposite and is too stressed to do anything. Oof. So, like, what should they do?
Break up.
I think the man
well,
spoke.
Work.
I think you need to
different
meet in
agendas.
The middle. You need to meet in the middle. I think that I don't want to generalize genders, and sometimes women are more sexual than the men that they're with, and vice versa. But I do think if it's so high on your partner's list and it's so low on your list, you have to come to figure out a way to meet in the middle.
Rough times out here in quarantined America.
No, but Aaron, you didn't answer. Is your sex life doing okay during the quarantine? I just wanted to make sure we got that from you.
You know, it's so weird about this like virtual show. It's like you just can't
got
even
it.
Like can't even fully
got
hear
it.
You. It's like so weird.
I'm the reason why I'm always cut off.
Okay. Her mom watches. Yeah, her mom watches the show.
Yeah. So my parents and my grandparents watch, and you know, all the Americans are watching right now. So, but we are going to stick to the topic of relationships. Mm-hmm. A man wants to know: is it weird to leave money to his ex-girlfriend in his will? This is really bizarre. He told Reddit that he put her in his will before they broke up, but then he decided not to take her out after they broke up because he still loves parts of her and doesn't want her to struggle with debt. Would you guys ever do this? Because I'll just say right now, I would not do this.
Is this part of my therapy? You keep bringing up exes just to help me through. This is like day number three, and this is topic number seven about exes. No, I wouldn't, but once again, I haven't been married to someone and built that really strong bond to do that. So hell no from me.
I mean, I think it depends. Like if you split up and you become best friends, like I feel like Bruce Willis leaving money for Demi Moore in his will is not weird. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's not so weird.
If
that's
I go marriage.
On, right, if I go on and marry somebody, have three children with him, which like I'm never gonna do that, but if I were to, I'd have one, three is a lot. I'm too selfish. So back to my point. If we broke up after 20 years and I wanted to leave this person some money because I love them and we had an amazing time, I would do it.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, I guess it's different when you have kids in the mix and you have like a long-standing marriage. But if it's just an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend, like screw you. You're not getting even the objects.
No.
Okay.
No.
And it depends how you break up. All right, it depends how the breakup is.
God, Scott, you need to have a good breakup once in your life. Let me tell you.
All right, you guys, stick around because up next, we've got our Daily Pop co-host, Carissa Cullender, joining us from home and introducing us to baby Zoe. You don't want to miss it.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. Daily Pop has a new family member, and her name is Zoe Grace Cullender. She is 2 weeks old and making her debut with her mama right now on Skype. Carissa, hello. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Doing so good. How are you guys?
Carissa, Zoe, she looks just like you.
Aw, you think?
I so much. Like, so much in the mouth, especially. So cute.
So freaking adorable. Right. How is Chase adjusting to the big brother life? Is he like a good, caring, nurturing big bro? Or is he kind of like, wait, I still need the attention. I'm your firstborn.
He is both of those things. Every once in a while, he'll walk up and I'll give her a kiss and he'll hold her hand. Or like if I'm burping her, he'll want to help. And it's the cutest, sweetest thing. But then also if she's crying, sometimes he'll be like, what? Me first and fake cry until I like come and grab him. So he's definitely shown signs of jealousy and it's really breaks my heart, but he's totally fine. He overall loves her. And actually, as I was getting dressed, he pointed at my stomach and he goes, little sister out. I kept trying to tell him when I was pregnant. I'm like, I swear I won't be this big forever.
How does it feel to have two, Chris? Are you completely overwhelmed or you're doing okay?
I'm doing okay, but it's only 2 weeks in, so there's a lot more challenges still to come my way. She's overall been a really good baby, you guys. I've been, like, really blessed. She definitely does all the baby things, cries, eats a lot, pees and poops a lot, but it's just not that bad. I don't know. She sleeps a lot, which is what I'm not used to, because Chase was not like that at all with as a baby. He was much more challenging. And so she's been super sweet, super chill. I'm lucky.
God, she is so cute.
Wait, can you please tell us about you partly pulling her out? You said on social media that you're able to do that Kourtney Kardashian thing. Can you tell us about that?
Okay, so this was always kind of my dream ever since I heard about the idea. And the doctor said, okay, if it works out, I'll let you do it. But, you know, no promises, because anything could happen. And I said, okay, I won't have my hopes up or anything. My delivery went so smoothly. It was such a blessing. And so basically what happened was she pulled her halfway out to where her arms were out. And then she said, okay, Carissa, if you're ready, reach down. So I literally, like, put my hands down and reached her under her arms and pulled her out. And she was just, like, right there. And it was the most surreal, I don't know, something so amazing about that experience. Just felt very, like, a superwoman. I just pulled a baby out.
I have so many questions. Like, how, I don't even know how you, like, do, like, aren't you kind of numb? Like, that's, like, not an easy thing to do, to pull a whole human out of you. There's just no way that's gonna ever happen for me. Ever.
Well, you are correct. I did have an epidural, so I was a little numb, but I think that's what made it easier, because I couldn't, like, probably feel what pain was happening. I think if I was caught up in the pain, then I probably would not have, probably wouldn't have been able to do it.
You are incredible, Carissa.
Amazing.
We are so happy that you're able to join us today. Congrats again.
I'm so happy.
We love you. We miss you. Join us again soon, okay?
Yeah, enjoy your rest for now.
We'll
see
you.
It'll go fast.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Bye, Carissa.
Love you all. Thank you.
Okay, we've got to get Scott back in here for this last story. So Lena Dunham just came clean about that awkward Brad Pitt kiss at last summer's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood premiere. She told Watch What Happens Live that although some people said she accosted him, she'd never force a kiss on him. And that's an artist and a friend. So if you had the chance, would you kiss Brad? Go.
Duh. Whether he was my friend or, yeah, friend or not, artist or not. Like, yep, it
even
probably
as a guy. Just a peck though, but you say you kiss Brad Pitt. Aaron, would you?
Oh, hell yeah. Are you kidding me? Did you also know that he gave her a ring because she liked it and they shared a slice of pizza in private because she was nervous? I'm going for it. Give me that kiss. All right, you guys, thank you so much for watching. Tomorrow, we've got Candace Cameron-Bure. She's talking Fuller House and sharing her secrets to looking so darn good. We'll see you guys then.
In the words of Morgan Stewart, au revoir.
See you, everyone.
Bye.